are now listening to
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Off the Rails. I'm Samuel Pierman, your host of Off the Rails and Off the Rails content. I'm here joined alongside Gabe and Brody.
Hello.
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 Is it going good? Going good?
Brody, hi. Are you going good?
You going to say something?
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Guys, just staring at me.
I was just waiting for Gabe to be done. Hi.
Hello, and we are back. Another episode. I'm glad.
With new mics.
We do. We do have new equipment. It's amazing. We have like pop filters on these things now. It's awesome.
So now I can go Peter Piper packed a pick a pickled pepper pack of pickled peppers.
Peter Piper picked a pickled pepper.
Peter Piper picked a pack of pickled peppers.
Yep, a pack of pickled peppers.
Pack of pickled peppers.
Pack of pickled peppers.
So now it's not going.
How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck
could
chuck wood?
That's the easiest one. Come on now. Oh, everybody can do that much? One.
12.
Okay. All right. Well, fellas, I got a dilemma.
Uh-oh.
It's the dilemma.
It's a question, and I need an answer.
Right.
Which one is... Don't do that, Gabe.
I'm not allowed to whatever touch you, anything metal in here.
Whatever you just did, don't do that again.
Well, I'm going to touch yours.
Well, that didn't work. I don't know.
Okay, it's okay. Just me.
It's just your stand is really...
Sensitive.
Really sensitive to electricity. Okay, well, now that we know that. So, the dilemma is... Which is better, chicken nuggets or chicken tenders?
Nuggets.
Well,
easy.
Why?
Bite-sized.
I have to know. They are bite-sized.
But like, the, if you just want chicken nuggets, just go get boneless wings.
Bruh.
No, but boneless wings are different from chicken nuggets. They are.
They're another different category.
They're a different thing. Nugget. Listen, okay, nugget. A chicken nugget... does not have sauce already covering it. Boneless wings are covered in sauce.
On occasion.
But, like, you can dry rub.
I mean, yeah.
Chicken wings.
You can need my garlic
and
arm.
What are spicy nuggets but dry rubbed?
Why are we
no.
getting
chicken
spicy
nuggets.
Nuggets?
No. They're just... They just
no,
put
they're,
pepper
they're,
in
they're,
it.
No. They, yeah, it. It's rubbed. It's a dry rub of
no,
pepper.
No, it's mixed in with the breading.
It is. The breading itself is different.
Exactly.
I would say chicken tenders.
Okay.
Chicken tenders are for dipping. Chicken nuggets are for enjoying.
But they're both the same kind
of... What
kind
of chicken nuggets are we talking here?
What kind of chicken nuggets? Okay, well, no. Dino nuggies are in their own area. Okay?
We can't even, like, classify them under chicken nuggets?
No, we can't. Like, they're their own unique, amazing experience that everyone has to have at least once in their life.
Let's okay. put the best up against the best.
The best against the best. Okay.
Let's put the Chick-fil-A chicken tenders up against the Chick-fil-A. No. Would you say McDonald's or Chick-fil-A chicken nuggets are better?
Honestly, I would say Chick-fil-A's.
So Chick-fil-A yeah. tenders versus Chick-fil-A versus Chick-fil-A
nuggets.
Can we go
Zaxby's or Cane's tenders instead?
We can go Cane's tenders.
We could do that. We could do that, yeah. Okay.
So Cane's tenders with cane sauce because you have to have
yes.
cane sauce.
With
you
cane
have to
sauce.
Have the sauce with the
and
tenders.
Then you have Chick-fil-A nugs with Chick-fil-A sauce.
Also very important.
At that point, I'd say probably... The Chick-fil-A nuggets would definitely take the
Cane's. Cane's on top.
Mm-hmm. I'm a Cane's man. I'm sorry.
Gotta go with the tendies.
Wait, are we talking about Cane's or Zaxby's? Which one?
Cane's.
You switched like
no,
halfway
I said
through.
Cane's.
I could have sworn you said
no,
Zaxby's.
I said Zaxby's or Cane's.
I said
tenders.
Cane's because Cane's is better.
I have a Zaxby's right by my house, but I love Cane's so much more. Have you ever had Slim Chickens before?
Slim Chickens? No.
Slim Chickens. It's a they got two locations. One's up in like Carmel, Westfield.
Paul, why was this a dilemma?
Why was this a dilemma? Because I was thinking of it, and it was starting to bother me.
Bother you?
Very.
Yeah.
In what way?
In what way? I couldn't sleep last night.
That's not.
I had to find an answer.
Chicken thoughts are taking
over.
Chicken
tender nug dilemma. Debate is keeping you up at night.
It does. It keeps.
Was it worse than the hot? Was it worse than the what was it? Was it a hot? Is a hot dog a sandwich? Is that worse than that?
No. That one actually, I actually fell asleep during that one, but it gave me nightmares.
That one made me really upset.
I feel like the worst one out of all of these is probably is water wet.
It's not.
We didn't have that dilemma.
Oh, I know,
we
but
we
like
ask
I've
that one,
I had not, that. don't. It's not, because it's going to get heated.
It is. This room is going to explode is what's going to happen.
Let's check the temperature beforehand.
Okay, take a peek at that.
80 degrees Fahrenheit.
It's 80 degrees.
It's 80. It's amazing. That's why I'm wearing shorts and short sleeves.
I'm just wearing a short sleeve t-shirt and some jeans.
Short sleeve t-shirt and some cargo pants, khaki cargo pants.
Are those? No, they're actually pants. I thought they were shorts.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I thought they were shorts.
Yeah, I wear cargo shorts.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a lot of friends who wear just like cargo shorts.
Listen, you got
cargo
shorts
are not in. Cargo pants are in.
Well, listen, man. Cargo shorts go unequivocally hard.
I'm gonna agree with that. Seconded.
Listen, cargo shorts and a nice Hawaiian shirt. All I'm saying.
But you need like a white undershirt or something.
Well, you don't need one. You just need a very specific shirt. Okay? Well, it's all about the type of shirt you get
can't
and the
button
pattern
up the Hawaiian
design.
Shirt.
Yeah, you can.
It has to be open and you need
can
to be wearing sunglasses too.
Can you wear a Hawaiian
too.
Shirt alone?
Yeah.
No.
You could if you button it up.
Yeah, you can.
But
it
you want to button
look good
it
when
up?
It's buttoned.
What do you mean it doesn't look good when it's buttoned?
That floral print all around you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I need some white contrast.
Well, no, you
got to
pick some contrast.
Well, yes.
Well, you need to pick the right pattern. And it doesn't
like
just have
chain?
To be like a floral pattern. It can be like I got one where it's just like a bunch of sunsets and then like a palm and it's like scattered across.
Pearman, I'm going to need you to wear just that in at some point in
just
the foreseeable
that?
Future.
Okay, fine then. You'll see me tomorrow come in here wearing cargo shorts and
just that Hawaiian shirt. And I want to show you. It doesn't look as good if it.
It'll look good.
White shirt
it will it. Look good. Okay.
Brody, we need to post this on our Twitter.
Post what on
what?
Twitter?
Pearman in his beautiful Hawaiian t-shirt tomorrow.
I'll see if it's not wrinkled. Cause
it's supposed to be 79 degrees tomorrow.
So it'll be a great
perfect.
Day to wear that wonderful Hawaiian. We're actually supposed to get like a cold front moving in.
Again,
sadly.
No.
Yeah, on the
no,
17th.
No.
I'm excited.
You quiet. You
my
quiet
room
down.
Is
you know,
like
today
a
is
solid
the
80 degrees.
Right?
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me double check what my weather statement said.
Listen, man. If you say we're going to get cold fronts again, I am going to start crying right here. All right? Listen, this is going to be me. All right?
Why are you so quiet
little
and
baby.
Distant?
Because I'm upset. I do not like the cold. I spent this long getting through the winter. And we just got done getting through all the cold fronts. Now we're getting the warm fronts. I've been waiting for those.
It's too humid, though.
It's too humid.
It is. It's like a 50% humidity. It's not bad.
Well, it's because it's raining,
like it.
And then it's warm. So
you have a 42% chance of rain.
It's too sticky out.
Yeah, Friday, it is supposed to drop to 59 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh.
And then hover around that.
Not this
coming
is not
back up
40s.
Until next
yeah.
week, Saturday.
I'll take 59 and 60 over 40 and 35.
I would live in 35 if I could.
I would never.
As long as it's not frozen, I'm completely fine.
I cannot deal with that.
I like it when the snow melts and being able to see the ground.
I don't like the cold. I hate it. I have to put on too many layers. And
I'm indifferent.
Layering makes it fun, though.
No, then I gotta wash all that.
Well, I can style, like, three outfits in one and then be able to just take them off when I go inside.
Yeah, but beanie fits.
That,
okay.
too.
I also... Herman,
you're a beanie wearer.
I am.
You're a beanie connoisseur.
Over the winter, all I saw you wearing, beanies.
Well, because they're warm.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like being cold. I
and
hate
those,
being cold.
You know what? Those beanies with the fit that you had, they went hard.
Well, they
yeah,
did.
But here's the deal. I'd rather walk outside, shorts, t-shirt, or sweatpants, t-shirt, and not freeze.
I want you guys to tell me one time you've ever seen me with shorts on.
Probably like start of the year, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah. I think I wore shorts once.
I think they were gray.
No, they were pink.
Ooh. I don't remember that
pink
one.
Pink and white shirt.
Maybe I'm thinking of somebody else.
Maybe.
You
I wore it once. I was like, no.
Never again? Regret?
No. Yeah.
That's why I keep a bag of spare clothes in my car.
I might pull out some shorts.
Huh?
Here soon.
Yeah, like, what?
In case I get like soaked through by rain or something, you know?
Well, you keep a backup?
Yeah, just a backup like set of clothes.
Oh, just, yeah. You
just
don't do
pants,
that?
No.
I just have some in my car.
Why would I have backup?
I have shorts in my car just in case.
What if
and
you get
shirt?
Like sprayed down by a guy with a ketchup bottle and suddenly you don't want to wear those clothes anymore, what would you do?
Well, first I would assess the situation, talk to the ketchup sprayer very kindly and politely, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just he's insane.
Figure out why in
he's
the world.
Not. He doesn't go to common reason.
Common reason would probably be like throwing the ketchup sprayer through a wall.
Just throwing him through a window.
You know, yeah. Take things the non-violent route. And
was it a wink?
Huh?
We might have had just a slight wink.
If I can catch up on this blue shirt, I'm going to crash out.
Okay, but anyways.
Okay.
Assess the situation. Right. Then clean myself up and move along my day.
Yeah, how are you going to clean yourself up if the ketchup stains you?
What kind of shirt you got on? What color shirt are you going to have on? Let's say you got that color shirt on.
You have
on.
A light blue shirt.
You have a light blue
baby
shirt.
Blue.
This isn't a blue shirt.
That looks like a blue shirt.
Hold on. Let me turn on my flashlight.
So just turn on the studio lights if you really
can't.
That's
blue.
That is blue.
That is.
That's baby blue. Are you colorblind?
That's blue.
That is not baby blue.
He's
turn on the studio.
Is this it?
Yeah, that's it.
Turn the twisty.
For all the listeners out there. Yeah, you got to go all the way.
There we go.
That's blue.
It is blue.
This is not blue. You might say it's blue.
That's baby blue.
This is not baby blue.
It's like a teal.
Oh my gosh. Hey, I'm getting some like weird. Could you like turn those lights off?
The light, because of the, what's it, static, whatever came off the light.
I don't even think it's static. I think it's just like.
Our mics were picking it up. That's kind of silly.
That's weird. Kinda I don't
crazy.
Know.
They were.
I'm not 100% certain if audio listeners could hear that, but.
Turn your headphones
off. That was weird.
And then turn the lights back on.
Don't do it again. No. Don't do it again.
I will not do it again.
Yeah, I don't think that sounds good on air. Whoa. If it is picking up on air. So
your mic is really, really loud. Your headphones are really loud compared to mine, though.
Yeah, no, I have them at like twice the level yours are.
Yeah. Mine are pretty special because they're hooked up to the main mic. Anyways, but where were we? We were talking about the ketchup man. Okay.
Yeah, the ketchup man.
The ketchup man.
He haunts me, though. The ketchup man? I think he wants me.
What? Why?
He's been chasing me recently.
With what?
Ketchup.
Ketchup?
Like just a bottle or packets?
No, a bottle.
A bottle, okay.
The packets wouldn't be enough. He tries to put the packets underneath
his
toilet.
Nah, you know
what
he does? He throws
up.
Packets on the ground, and as he's running towards you, he steps on them, and they shoot right. They're like projectiles.
Oh.
I did that in middle school.
You?
All right.
I used to eat outside.
You're one of those
middle
kids.
School. Well, I mean,
dude, I miss eating outside. I'm not going to lie. I loved doing that.
Back in middle school. In high school, I don't want to do it.
I want to do it in high school.
They got like a
you
nice...
guys don't eat outside?
Yeah. You do?
I mean, I could.
I'm jealous.
So, I'll take a video today, but there's this little cutout in my school that is just lawn.
We got the same thing, except it's inside the building. It's all wrapped
around. Yeah. Mine has the same thing. We call it the glass corridor, is what we call it. And it's just, so basically, there's in the middle of the school, it's just grass and open. And if you're, I think, a senior for us, you can go and sit outside and eat. And there's benches and, like, lights. And there's, like, senior stuff that goes on out there. Like, they had a senior picnic one day. Stuff like that is just outside.
We don't have that stuff at
Plano. I don't have that. I don't think
4A school, and I'm outperforming. What are you guys, 6A?
Huh?
You guys a 6A school?
I don't know what a 6A school is.
Beats me.
Large school.
A large?
Like a BD type school.
Yeah, you go to Plainfield, so
it's
pretty big.
It's probably 5A.
Yeah.
Mooresville's a 4A.
I'd actually put us around Mooresville, honestly.
And then you're probably like, what, a 2A?
I don't even think we're a 2A.
You're 1A?
I don't know.
1A is the lowest you can go.
Yeah.
Isn't that just like schoolhouse in the middle of nowhere?
Right.
I mean, maybe.
Probably 2A, 3A.
I mean, Tri-West is kind of, to be completely fair, in the middle of...
It's all online if you want to look it up.
Tri-West is kind of in the middle of nowhere.
All right, I'm going to look it up real quick.
I know Mooresville's 4A. I know that for a fact, because I go there, and I played sports.
Mm. What's Decatur?
Decatur's 6A.
Okay.
Perry is a 6A.
What's the highest you can go then?
6A.
Oh, okay, that explains a lot.
You're so Tri-West or Danville?
Ben Davis is... Trey, what is it? 3A.
We're a 3?
Thank you.
We're a 3A?
No, Tri-West is a 3A.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, I guess.
Tri-West is a 3A. Mooresville is a 4A. And we've seen Plainfield's 5 or 6A.
Tri-West, A rating.
Dang, I didn't know that. Well, I guess
stars.
Didn't learn something new every day.
How do I figure out the A size? Is it just
so
size?
Plain?
Just how big is this school? That's the most I can think you'd probably put
size
into that.
Size classification.
Ah, there you go. But
oh, that still doesn't make sense. Weird. 1500 in national rankings? What does that mean?
That doesn't make sense.
That's not what
I
asked for. It's given me a lot of like gibberish.
I think.
Hold up, I'm about to go look on Max Price has it.
All these kids on their stinking phones.
Hey, I'm doing research.
Like live, we're currently fact checking ourselves, so we're not misinforming.
Would you say like basketball? Basketball only goes up to 4A. Football goes up to what you are.
Now, I think that the way. What was I saying? Oh. School lunch?
Mm.
Outside.
Yeah.
I miss it. I want it.
I had that back in AZ. There was no. Well, okay, there was. Like, it was a tiny indoor cafeteria. But outside was the, like, only place that you could actually go sit down if you wanted to. And keep in mind, it's like 112 degrees.
Only
outside.
Deserts?
Yes. There's no grass. It's all just either like
sand.
Yeah, dirt.
Rock.
Well, there would be like wind going through the entire school because we were like right off of the reservation, like the Indian reservation. So it's like a bunch of like flat field, so air can actually move and pick up. And it would end up tearing through the school because we were at just the right angle that the road could direct it towards us. So we'd have these nice big dust clouds picking up in the middle of campus.
Mm, so you'd get some nice and 5A. Tasty sand.
Yeah, 5A.
You're 5A.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know I was 5A.
You're in Plainfield.
I feel like 4A. Tops, you know?
Well, I know Plainfield's bigger than Mooresville. I know. I know that for a fact.
Yeah. I've been into Plainfield, man.
Plainfield, it's big, but it's not crazy big.
No.
It's pretty big.
It's not Ben Davis, Perry... Decatur big.
Yeah. It's like long, but it's not wide.
Well, I mean, Ben Davis is...
People from here really don't know who Perry and Decatur... They know who Decatur is. They don't really know what Perry is.
I have to drive by Decatur every day to get here.
Mm. But, yeah. No, I feel like we need to bring back school lunches outside. Just everywhere.
I feel like we need to bring back parents taking their hands off, raising their kids, telling us to go outside, lower the temperature of outside by like 20 degrees so we can all enjoy it constantly.
No, don't lower it. It's all. I like it where it is.
At 90?
Yes.
90, 100?
I like to be...
I don't like that.
He
likes his skin to boil.
I like to cook out in the sun.
I'm going to go lay you down on some pavement and see how long
Black,
it takes to...
freshly paved pavement.
Yep,
pavement.
Smooth, clean, undriven on.
I
We're going to make it just for you.
I love hot weather. I don't know how else to say it. I love the heat. I love the sun. It's my favorite thing. Now, humid weather, I'm not too much a fan of because it becomes harder to breathe during...
Well, dude, it becomes like it's 90 with like 80% humidity kind of stuff. It's just awful.
Yeah, when the air is just water, it's difficult to breathe in.
Did you guys see in supposedly, I don't know if this is actually true or not, but like China, they had 100% humidity or whatever. And it wasn't raining. It was just like a really dense fog hanging in the air. And it wouldn't leave.
Huh.
Like, it was there for so long that people were, like, squeegeeing their roofs to get the water off because it was condensing on, like, their cooler ceilings.
I don't know. I'll have to look that up, I guess.
Gross.
Yeah, it sounds awful.
You walk outside and be like, man, like I'm a little thirsty. Just open
how much pollution they have is probably,
probably crazy, yeah.
Water.
But
no, they got like acid rain and stuff over there.
Yeah. Oh.
It's because they burn coal.
Yeah. I just like to bake out in the sun.
Yeah. No. Here's what I will say to that is, do you sweat a lot?
Do I sweat a lot?
Compared to a normal person, do you sweat a lot?
Dude,
I mean,
that
not
depends
a ton.
On where you put normal.
I would say I sweat a lot. Like if I get out in the sun and I start like either working out or something, if you like actually saw me in the gym, you'd be like,
why are you like coming out
why
of the
are
shower?
You why are you look yeah why I was like
who dumped a bucket of your, water on you sir?
Why is your hair already wet and then you're like 5 minutes into your workout? That's me.
Yeah, no, I don't sweat that often or
there's
that
the
hard.
Reason
that's why I love like having it at like a steady 60 degrees because
I
can like, I
would say 60 to 70 low 80s is where I want it.
Yeah,
for the rest of the year. If that is what summer could be, I would have that as summer.
Like, I just like hot weather because it's nice. I don't know how else to say it. I love it.
Bro, I think it's 88% humidity.
88?
It's 88 today?
Right now?
88% humidity.
I mean, it makes sense. It did rain last night.
I mean, I can feel it in the
It's 65 air, like, with a high
I can't.
Of 74.
I can.
Usually you can feel it. You just kind of like take your thumb and your finger and just squeeze them together and you'll be able to feel like the air gets sticky.
Well, but for me, I just have like really like dry skin normally, like dry hands and stuff. So if my hands are like moist, damp, I can wipe them on my jeans and they're still like okay, then I know it's a little muggy out.
Yeah, that's
just a tad bit.
That's another good indicator.
Also, don't like mosquitoes. Mosquitoes come out in summer. Oh, yeah.
Dude, the bug army in my car yesterday.
There was a bug army in
Why
your car?
Why was there a bug army?
Did you command them?
No.
Did you lead them to war?
No. I sent them flying by rolling down all my windows.
You just deployed them.
I did.
That's what you
Top
just
speed.
Did.
Huh?
Top speed.
What?
Top speed?
Yeah, you gotta. I mean, you gotta get up. You gotta be getting up there in speed to get them out of your car.
Gabe.
I probably shouldn't say my top speed.
I'm just kidding.
I'm incriminating myself here.
You're gonna stop right. I'm gonna stop you right there for legality's sakes.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, I don't like
gotta
the bugs.
Get up there though.
You That's the one thing.
But fireflies are cool.
Fireflies are cool. Mosquitoes are not. Okay, I can deal with any
you
other bug.
A tree hit a like electrical line, whatever.
What? Why? Where did that come from?
Why are we bringing up trees and electric lines? Because
yesterday I thought I saw like fireflies and stuff, but it was actually just a straight up tree touching a power line.
I didn't see that, but what I did see was lightning actively strike the ground, which was cool.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I like lightning.
I was up in Danville, wasn't it? The storm was?
Yeah,
I was
no,
outside one time.
No, the storm went all through it. Indiana.
I
it was like an entire
like get hit.
You didn't actually. You might have been
it
just
wasn't
asleep
loud.
During it.
Yeah.
I don't like lightning. The reason is if I'm right here, Gabe, if you stand up and look at rock right now, go and look at. Go ahead. That's how close lightning was struck to me one time.
Ours was right during
like,
a storm.
From where I am to where rock is.
That's like 16 feet tops.
It's only a little distance.
That's not fun, though.
Yeah, no. During elementary school, lightning struck, like, right near the
school.
Bus, like, as we were leaving. So
I can't remember, but I think my great-great-uncle passed away because of lightning striking a tree right beside him as he was walking, and it came up through the ground and gave him a heart attack.
Ah, that's not fun.
Yeah, no. Lightning can be very dangerous. On occasion.
But it's cool.
It is. It's a very interesting natural phenomenon.
It's like you look up at the sky and all of a sudden there's just a streak of just pure power. It's so...
It's caused by positive and negative charges because the earth is the ground and then the clouds generate little like static charges the same way you would by like dragging your feet on carpet or something. Kind of like that.
Yeah.
But it arcs when enough power is built up. You ever, like, touch a light switch or something, and it, like, sparks, and you feel it in your hand?
No, but I did accidentally grab, like, the metal part of my Chromebook charger when it was still in the
Shocking.
Outlet. Yeah, it was kind of scary because my hand wouldn't let go.
yeah.
It's called electrical shock.
Yeah, no, my hand just, like, stuck still
freezes
on
up.
The metal piece, and I was like, oh, no, this is not a good feeling. It's like... It's weird.
I only did that once, and then I, like, yanked it out. I was unplugging my power supply for my computer, and I had held on to the metal part on accident, and it arced and touched my hand, and I yanked it out.
Like, electricity is weird. I'm going to be completely honest. It is so weird, like, to feel run through you.
Yes.
It just doesn't feel normal. Like, it doesn't hurt.
It hurt me.
Well, if you've got like 1,000 volts running through you, but like,
I feel like vibrations.
It feels like your body's shaking, but you can't stop it. So it just kind of like, I don't know,
you get like paralyzed.
There's a difference between American power and European power, and the difference is direct current versus alternating current. So AC and DC. You'll see that on, like, your power brick or something for your phone. It's like a DC power converter, whatever. But what it's doing is it's turning the power into a straight line, which makes you let go of things, versus the up and down line, which makes you hold on to things.
Mm.
So if you went to Europe and then you touched their outlet, your hand would like let go and forcefully pull away.
Because it's like hitting the muscle that makes you want to.
Yeah, it's constant though. It's not a like muscle twitch. It's a constant muscle. It's straight. You ever see the guys with like the TENS unit, and it's like they put the little like electrical pads.
Oh yeah, the pads.
And it'll make their muscles like flex in weird ways.
Yeah, like forcefully contract and.
My dad has one of those.
Stretch, dude.
Those are cool.
They are cool. I don't want to use one though.
No, you should. Here's why. Is that my brother runs track.
Right.
And you know how like you run track, like you use your calves a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He runs hurdles. He puts those on his calves and he makes them contract and retract, and he makes it retract to where it stretches. It basically stretches out your muscles to make them feel better. It's basically a stretching device.
Then why wouldn't you just stretch yourself?
Because it's hard to hit that exact spot.
I mean, how many things do you know that actually target the calf muscle? How many stretches?
Quite a lot.
You got the one.
You've got
that two. That targets your hammy.
You've got different types of calf raises. You got
calf raises.
Yeah.
That's actually working calf out. It's stretches. Not stretching it.
Well, that's one certain way to do it.
It's not a stretch. It's a contraction.
And then there's like a different one where you just kind of like. We can't present these on air. People can't see us talking about this.
I mean, you can, like, stand on a weight or something and drop your heel down and, like, try and lift your toe up, and sometimes that'll pull out the back of your calf.
It's just hard. It's harder to stretch your calf than any other muscle.
Well, you know what is hard? Listening in on WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis, you're listening to Off the Rails.
Smooth.
We're talking about calf stretches.
Talking about electricity.
Yeah, electricity and how it's weird and wacky.
Yeah.
Like...
TENS units are fun. It helps with the mind-muscle connection because you can target exactly what muscle you want to flex and then feel it, right?
Yeah.
So you can figure out what it feels like to have that exact muscle and only that muscle working for you.
That is odd. I don't know if I like that.
It's important if you want to keep going, you know?
You know, with those you can make yourself feel what it feels like to give birth. Guys, you put it on your stomach and your groinal area,
birth simulator,
and you basically turn it all the way up and you make it just contract to simulate contractions.
I think I'll be fine.
And one day I might have to try it because, like, I mean, I kind of know, I want to know what it feels
if
like.
If you're ever gonna have like a kid and your girlfriend's gonna or your wife is gonna give birth. We have girlfriends right now because we're not married. We're all little kids. I highly recommend it, honestly, because you can understand what they're going through.
Yeah.
And help them a lot more.
Right.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
It's something therapists and stuff recommend. I'm just saying, I think it's funny watching a man crumple over in pain.
And then when it's that's you, you're going to be like, oh, I get it.
Yeah.
I understand.
It's a learning experience, Pyramid.
Didn't they do that to... what was the guy? I know he hits on people's mothers.
Was
the name?
It's not BD No Money.
He's his friend though. Young Gravy.
Yeah. See, he knew what I was talking about.
Young Gravy.
Young Gravy did that on a podcast or something.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Good to know.
That one was a funny one to watch.
I mean, it's not like it's a bad thing. He's just...
He's a fun guy.
He is very funny.
He's a character.
He is quite an interesting person.
He is.
Well, quite rather unique, I would say.
We're switching into British accents now. Welcome to the BBC News Hour. I'm not. No, we're playing.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
You can't accent. Keep it up.
No, I can't.
I can't either. I
could go Australian.
I crumble. Yeah, I crumble into an Australian accent. Like, I'll do it for.
G'day, mate.
Like half a sentence, and then it just all dilapidates down to an Australian accent.
Do you ever, like, accidentally pick up somebody's accent while they're talking, and then you feel really bad because you'll, like, answer them in their accent?
No, but.
That's happened to me.
I like...
That's just because I did acting for a while.
Yeah.
And people rub off on me really
easily. Wait, were you a theater kid?
Yeah.
We're providing radio theater mean? Right now. What How do you mean? Sigh at us when you're the one who's...
My goofy? Is that what you're trying to say?
Very.
It's not goofy. It's just what I did.
Were you good at theater, though? Like, were you really good at...
Did you win? How many points did you
get? How many points did you get in theater?
Did you get paid?
I was Mowgli, Jungle Book. Then I was one of the kids in Mary Poppins, like one of the main kids, Banks. Mm-hmm.
Did they clap for you?
Of course they didn't.
Because he was a great performer.
Because I was the lead role.
Aw.
No. But, and then, you know.
They were forced to.
I grew up and grew out of my very high-pitched voice that I had. And now I can't sing.
Yeah, same.
Same here. No, no, no. Soprano. You can still sing.
I can still sing.
You just got to be able to work with it now.
You got to drop your octave a couple.
No, I know. I got a lot of kid rules.
Because you had the childhood voice.
Right. I still have a really high voice for my age. I'm not going to lie.
Nah.
It's pretty high.
I'd say it's pretty average.
I've heard some kids with really squeaky voices.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard worse.
Yeah.
What?
Out of people my age.
Do they just sound like this?
Yes.
Like, all the time?
Yeah.
Mostly.
That's a lot of... You'll hear them, like, walking in the halls and stuff, and I'm just like, no.
Shout out, Hunter.
To call out.
Calling one Shout of your buddies out?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, he's not one of my buddies. I just go to school with him.
Okay.
We got a different group here in the radio, though, because, like, we all have nice voices.
We do.
We've, like, committed to radio.
We're so wise and profound in our voices.
I think Kieran has to have the best voice, though.
Kieran
or Pierman?
Kieran does have a good voice. I'll be honest.
Kieran has an
amazing
radio voice.
He's got a good voice, and he's got good range.
Right.
Sometimes I think he pushes his voice a little too much, though. Like, honestly.
Who would you say has the best radio voice in here?
The best radio voice?
Mr. Easter.
Easter's done it for
several years, more than any of us, so.
Probably a couple decades.
He's definitely got, like, he's got the experience.
Right. I'm saying out of the students.
Out of the students, yeah. I personally believe Trey Hanna's got the best one.
All right.
Out of all of us. I'd say.
Smile on your face.
Smile face is amazing.
Thank you. I know. I've got a beautiful smile.
He's grinning.
I feel like just a deeper voice in radio. The deeper your voice is, the better it is for radio.
Yeah, it does. Like, it sounds better. Stuff.
So, like, I feel like Pyramid's up there for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Because people are like, he sounds AI. He sounds like an AI.
Really?
Is that what people say I sound like?
Some people that have listened into this have been like, is he like,
Cameron, can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Can you give me like 20 minutes of just you talking with no background noise, please?
Just read an
audiobook.
I
can't do 20 minutes. I can.
She's just doing an audiobook.
Can you just like read something aloud for me for a while and then send me that audio file, please?
Why?
So I can make an AI clone of your voice and see how realistic
it is. What about like,
any
of you guys got like radio announcer voices? Have you ever tried to do a voice like this on air? You're listening to WBDG.
Hey.
The rails.
What do you think I do here? What do you think I went and did last night?
We should have a competition for that during the marathon.
Well, do you sound like this, though?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to... I don't know. I don't know where else I'm going.
Off the rails. We're all off the rails.
Off the rails.
Off the rails.
I could try. You want me to try?
I want to hear it. I want to hear it.
Oh,
I mean,
you're putting me on the spot, man.
Listen, Brody, you've gotten this far into the year with your voice.
You can make it work.
You can make it work. Come on, let's hear it. Let's hear it. All eyes on you.
What do I say?
Say
welcome back to
Off the Rails.
All right. And welcome back to Off the Rails. That's all I got. Of course. You think I suck? That's crazy.
That was pretty.
It's pretty bad.
I'm gonna be honest. It was pretty mediocre.
It was.
But hey, listen. With time and with age, your voice will get deeper. It comes with age.
It's not getting any deeper.
Or you could try like smoking a pack of cigarettes a day.
Don't do that. Nope.
Don't do that.
We're not supposed to until we're.
I'm gonna be.
But I think as time, I don't think my voice is gonna get any deeper.
Yeah, I'll be.
My dad has about the same range of voice, and my mom has about the same range of voice. It's different.
So you all have the same voice?
I would say we're all in pretty much the same range. My mom has a deep voice for her gender.
I mean, I've got a pretty deep voice, I'd say.
But for my gender, I have a really high voice. I'm like in the middle.
You're in the middle?
I wish
that
I had
just
like
means
a,
you need more time.
I wish I had like a, like Garrett's intros, are really, really good.
Yeah, like Garrett's he's got a pretty deep voice.
Mm.
He's definitely built for the play-by-play.
Definitely.
That type aspect of it.
He's got it down. He's got it.
Well, you
solid.
Do pretty much every game, and it tends to happen.
Mm-hmm.
He's done like 90%. I think I looked at it. He's done like 90% of the games this year. So shout out Garrett. Shout out Garrett Burkle.
G. Burkle.
I don't think he's listening.
He's not.
In terms of sports announcements, Garrett's got it down. In terms of radio show, I don't know.
Pierman.
You think it'd be me?
Yeah.
And I guess I do a lot of shows, so.
You're on a lot of shows.
I am.
You guests appear on a lot of shows, too.
Hmm.
A lot. I really do. I don't know why. Don't know why.
I'm trying to think of people who really aren't on air as much.
We got Isaac, Dylan.
Isaac's got a pretty okay voice, though.
He does.
I'll be honest.
I've never heard Dylan on air.
Dylan, he's very quiet.
He does, like, sound effects, though.
He does do a lot of stuff. He makes a lot of...
Isn't he here for just, like, sound engineering, though?
Pushing towards that.
Yeah.
He also just makes a lot of sounds.
Right.
I'll be honest. He's a very noisy man.
Well, I mean, me, him, and Isaac always go back and forth in the back room going meow.
Yeah, it sounds like chaos.
Right.
I can't think when you guys do that.
It's called group meowing sesh.
I'm not.
Jeremiah's got to be up there, too, for pretty good.
He has kind of an accent, though. His voice is kind of particular.
I like it, though. It's a cool voice.
Everyone's voice on air has a specific
cadence
thing
it
lines up to.
I'll say cadence. Like, slash accent.
Like, you hear, like, who's a really good example? You hear Kieran's voice, you think instantly radio show host.
Right.
No. Like a voice actor. Because he has the inflections, right? Where he brings the end up or he like drops the beginning and it like his voice goes up and down.
That's called talking, Gabe.
Yeah, no, but it's not like a radio voice. You wouldn't want to sit and listen to him
recite
the news.
Radio voices don't. Radio viewers usually don't stay at the same.
Yeah,
thing.
You don't.
Yeah.
You don't
we
stick
don't,
at the same level the entire time. You got to talk.
But his is like a level of magnitude above yours or Brody's. Just
you mean he gets loud?
Not just loud, but his tone changes.
Yeah, it's called.
It's like an entire
emotions.
Octave that he goes through.
That's called talking, Gabe. People do that.
It's not like he. I've never been. Again, I've been in Pyramid in the studio with Pyramid, what, twice? Three times?
Hmm?
In this studio?
What do you mean?
In like Karen? On the show. I think he's been
on
in
the
here
show?
I've been in here with him two or three times.
Yeah.
I would say he kind of stays at the same kind of tone and octave pretty much the whole show.
Basically.
I wouldn't say it's anything noticeable to. If you didn't look into it, it's not noticeable.
Yeah, that's what I'd say. But
I pick up on it.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Gabe, you're a little odd.
Thank you.
You're an odd fellow.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
You're very odd. That was the wrong sound. I'm sorry.
Where's my baby crying sound effect?
You don't get that. I'm sorry to say, but you don't get that sound effect.
My life is entrenched in NBA. Because the NBA playoffs started.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to let you know that whatever you guys think I'm doing, I'm watching NBA.
What's your life entrenched in, Gabe?
Oh, and Helldivers 2.
That's a good game.
I can't remember. I'm going through the Kung Fu Panda movies right now.
Yeah.
With my girlfriend. It's a marathon.
I'm never going to watch the fourth. You never forced me to ever watch the fourth. Don't ever ask me to watch the fourth.
I'm going to watch the fourth after I watch the first three. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to watch it, see if it's good. I don't know if it will
I know
be.
It's not.
They made him evil. All I can say.
What I do want to know is, what I want to know, there's a game coming, not a game, a movie coming out in August.
Fortnite?
The Borderlands movie.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
I want to see if it's good.
I thought it was a TV show.
No, it's going to be
a
movie.
You're thinking about the Fallout show.
Yeah. I want to see if it's going to be as good as the games and how they're going to do it. Because I swear, if I do not see Handsome Jack in theaters, I might lose a little.
Didn't they change Shadow the Hedgehog's voice actor for Keanu Reeves?
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
And yet again, also
they announced
movie.
A new one.
Yet again, I don't know a lot of things, but I do know something. The marathon's coming up.
It is.
Listen here, listeners.
4th and the 5th.
May 3rd and 4th.
I can't tell you how many days it is.
Brody, take a moment.
3rd and the 4th.
May 3rd and 4th.
Are there 30 days in April?
30 days has September, April, June, and November. The others have 31 except for February.
Just 28 or 29 this year.
Yep. I'm doing the math in my head real quick.
Because it's a leap year.
So everybody,
happy birthday to those leap year guys. 84 years old and you're just 21. I'm serious. Anyway. Like, a guy that is technically 84 years old turned 21 this year.
Wow.
His birthday only happens once every
4 years.
Yeah.
But listen, everybody, be prepared for the marathon. WBGG's 58 marathon. You will want to listen to that May 3rd and 4th. We'll be playing music, handing out prizes, doing special interviews, and just having an astounding time. And with that note, speaking of time, we're out of it. I know, it's upsetting. It's really upsetting. What song do we want?
Where?
I'll find something.
Can
anyway.
We get La Viva? Wait, no, wait, hold on. Live in La Vida Loca.
Oh, that's a good song. Yeah. We can do that.
I asked for that one like a week ago on your other show. On the long road.
On the long
Tuesdays from 9:15 to 10.
Very good show. You should listen to it because I play all the good music and only the good music. Anyways, we're out of time. I can't talk about my show anymore. Goodbye, everybody. Huh?
What?
Yeah, what?
Don't wear your seatbelt.
What?
Get out of here.
Do not listen to a single thing Gabe says.
Hey.
Goodbye.